Sorry, Sam told me to text you. He's really anxious.
That's not quite what happened.
It's not just that he gets anxious. It's that randomly I'm irresponsible. Just keep on your toes.
Both of those things can be true. I'm anxious and you're irresponsible. Those are just two facts that live next to each other.
I'm going to do something that Holly does where I want to say that I don't think I'm as irresponsible as you are anxious. Like, I just don't want it to be talked about in the same conversation. I think I'm sometimes irresponsible, but I think you're a lot of the time anxious.
I'm very anxious all the time. I can
But
admit
I
that.
enough, but like enough, I'm irresponsible enough that your anxiety makes sense to me. Like, I think it's totally rational.
Yeah, when you're not around, I'm mostly like chilling out, smoking dubs,
Yeah,
like
three at a time
hacking
doing when you're not
sacks.
around. Yeah. There's a sack being hackied somewhere. I look up at the moon and I go, I wonder if Sam's hacking a sack under the same moon.
What is the moon but a big hacky sack in the sky, you know?
Beautiful.
Tuesday, Tuesday podcast episode 630. I am Sam Ginsberg, and here is Alpha Man.
You've destroyed your microphone. It didn't get any of that.
I've compressed it all into nothing. Yeah.
You yelled so much, it just cut out, but then it said Alpha Mary. I think people get it. Hi, it's me. It's Mary.
I have to crawl up under my desk. I did too many loud noises, and now my
too
head
many loud
hurts.
noises. Yeah. Tyler's not here. He's, I don't know, looking at the sky or something. But we also have Zach. Hi, Zach.
What's up? When the cat's away, the mice will play. What's up?
Squeak, squeak.
Damn, hell yeah.
Episode title already? Okay.
No, I thought we were doing that Fallout Boy song name that Mary just rocked in the intro. I thought that was the title.
About the hacky sack being the moon is a hacky
the moon
sack.
What is the moon from the big hacky sack?
Not
it's like
a giant
Fallout Boy
hacky
song.
sack.
Hell
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, like under the cherry tree or whatever the heck they say.
The one from under the pork tree.
That's right. I didn't listen to a lot of Fallout Boy.
What?
I saw them in concert, though. I did.
What? You're a
pretty
poser?
Cool.
Is what you're
I mean,
saying?
I think admitting that I'm not that into them means I'm an opposite of that.
Maybe. You went to a concert, though.
Yeah.
That's fine. What's weird about a Fall Out Boy concert is there's still 17-year-olds there, and you're like, they haven't made a song since you listened to me. Like, no, this is my thing. There's gonna be nothing but 35-year-old dudes here.
Zach, were you... I forget who was at that concert. I remember we drove with Brian Smith and his van broke down on the way back. Were you there?
I was not at that one. I heard about that one. I went to a different Fall Out Boy concert in Milwaukee with Brian.
Okay.
Maybe I was the one that drove separate. Maybe I drove with Gerber instead of Brian Smith.
Maybe that would have been a good idea.
Did Walk the Moon? Did Walk the Moon open for them?
Yes.
And I was at that one with you. Yes.
We were
I
at
was.
That concert. Okay, but you must have driven back differently.
I drove
you
separately.
Stuck.
Yeah.
Ugh, so that was a smart thing to do.
My only emo recollection that involves Brian Smith was there was a concert that he wanted to go to, and he got so drunk that he was making a big fool out of himself, and I had to keep slapping him in the face.
Was that emo prom?
Yeah, well, he didn't make it an emo prom. He was overserved before he could enter.
There was that one concert he went to with Doug in, like, Canada or something, right?
I don't know about that, man. I love Doug, but I will not tell you that I trust Doug.
Okay, speaking of being overserved, we should probably talk about our beers and stuff to get the show kicking off. Zach, what are you drinking today?
Well, I've given up. Summer's over. I have Oktoberfest Marzen Lager from Odell Brewing Company. Given up. It is some amount of ABV that is not clear to me.
All right.
Oh, no, it's clear to me. It's 6.0. It's on the sideways of the can next to the pregnancy warning. I normally just scan over. It's so nice being a dude because, like, half the warnings in the world you don't have to pay attention to. It's incredible. It is.
If you're pregnant or be trying to become. Shut up, nerd! I don't care.
Skip. I'm not from a demon. I'm trying to become pregnant. It's pumpkin colored. It's a you know like a beer color, but like if you put pumpkin in the middle of that, you get it. You've seen it. A thin white head of tiny, tiny uniform bubbles. Smells like nothing. Maybe I've got COVID. It tastes like nothing. No, I'm just kidding. What is that? It tastes like malt and it tastes like pears. Are the two pears. Things that I'm tasting. It's not pumpkin. It tastes like pear to me plus malt. But I guess a pumpkin is kind of a malty pear. So
you think about
what are you going to do? If you really think about it.
If you think about it and make some decisions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam, what are you drinking?
Who, me? I only have Eagle Park Brewing's Major Tom Milkshake IPA. It's very Bowie coated.
I was going to say, I feel like you picked a good one for this show because we all know I love David Bowie and I know Zach really does not. So it was very divisive.
I didn't know that either of those things.
No, I don't think David Bowie sucks. I think David Bowie's overrated. And I do think Labyrinth sucks. I think Labyrinth actually is dog shit.
I love Labyrinth.
It sucks. When was the last time you watched it? It's dog shit.
I watch it every year on Halloween. Like, I've watched it less than 8 months ago. Yeah.
I'm serious. You're outvoted on this panel.
Okay.
For Labyrinth, I'm not sure it's any good, but I fucking love David Bowie.
Okay, so listener, I want you to imagine a scene in Labyrinth about 29 minutes in, let's say, where a bunch of red Muppets go screech, squawk, for probably 10 minutes.
First of all, it's like
the
hour
worst
in.
Of noise.
Second of all, it's that is the worst part of the movie. I agree with you on that. I do sometimes skip that part.
When
they take off their heads and throw them at each other.
Yes, that's the part. It's horrible. It's the worst series of noises of all time. And I go, okay, so Elton John did Lion King. Okay, and then David Bowie was like, I'm imagining where they go screech, scruck, gluck for like maybe 10, 15 minutes. And they're like, we can't say no to you because you're too famous. And Jim Henson's like, I'm too high on mushrooms to say no. And then they just do whatever David Bowie wants. It's horrible. And Elton John just wrote banger after banger after banger after banger. And then Phil Collins followed that up by being just as good as Elton John at his movie.
I think if you're judging David Bowie on his acting in Labyrinth, mm-hmm. you might have lost the plot.
His soundtrack of Labyrinth was dog shit.
But he has
like Dan
so much
Patrick
good
Dance,
music.
But you're right. You remember that me, the babe's kind of weird, which is the same song. Whatever. Sam, what are you drinking?
That's the best one.
I really want to drink my beer. It's been sitting here for 10
again,
minutes.
I already told you what it was. It's purple, and I'm not sure why.
Chug.
It tastes like it's purple. What are you drinking, Mary?
It's a Grimace shake.
Sam, do you want to guess what I'm drinking?
Ooh. Oh, great!
Sam and Three Stacks gave me these for watching their cat while they were in Canada. So this I haven't had this before. I checked the spreadsheet. I was like, I need to make sure I haven't actually had this before I bring it on to the show.
These are good because we got you a 4-pack.
I know. Well, I did think about that. I was like, is it bad if I like rate these on the show? What if I'm like, ugh, 4? But like,
you should be honest. If they suck, they suck.
Also, like, you got me a beer that you think I will like. So
it's
going to be fun.
It's a thought.
But anyway, so this is from Off Color Brewing. This is their Apex Predator, which I love. It's got this like scary, like line on the front. It is a farmhouse ale. It is 6.5% ABV. It has a thing, it says secret ingredients, this free rise fermentation prey selection. I don't know what that means. It says Saison dry hopped. All things that I like.
So I should tell you that we were at Binny's, which is a liquor store in the Chicago area.
Beautiful Chicago area staple. Binny's rules.
Binny's definitely rules.
Ooh, yes, it's from Chicago. It's from the Illinois area, yes.
Yeah, that's where we picked it up. And we asked a guy working there who was trying to be helpful. We're shopping for a friend. She likes Saisons. Do you have any recommendations? And he was like, yeah, that one over there. But the thing is, that's not what you're drinking. Because he pitched us really hard on a beer called Saison that I think is just a cider.
Oh, tricky.
So we bought them and then we're like, wait, this isn't that. So I think those are still in my fucking house somewhere. And instead got you this thing that you might actually like.
Well, good news. I've had a couple sips of it while you were talking just now. And surprise, it's very good. It's a very straight down the line Saison. Like, it's just like a little sour, but also a little like, I feel like Saisons always just kind of taste like bread because of all like the wild yeast and stuff that goes on in there. And it's just like, it's going to be, it's very good. I'm very much enjoying it so far. Good. Good choice. I promise I'm just saying that because you gave it to me. It is actually very good. So I'm glad there are three more of them in my fridge.
I would like to think that our friendship is strong enough that if we had bought you a Saison that sucked, you'd be like, oh, me, 2.5. Like, you wouldn't be a dick about it, but you would be honest about it.
Well, I think I'm liking it a lot because I feel like it's been a while since I've had just, like, a Saison. I've been doing a lot of sours more recently.
You like fruited sours? They're very big these days.
A lot of fruited sours, but I'm enjoying the little Saison.
Sometimes you just got something stanky. And it's not even that sour or fruity. It's just stanky.
Speaking of things that might be stanky, should we do our first article?
I would love to. What would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about... You gave me some of this article, Sam, on Reddit because it's in the Wall Street Journal. But I want to talk about this thing that's called 9 beers and 9 hot dogs in 9 innings? Challenge accepted. I assume it's just you do all of these things during a baseball game.
That's the idea. And
you got to be careful in a baseball game because they stop serving beer in a lot of places by the 7th inning stretch. So you have to get your beers early. You got to get like 3 beers in the 7th inning.
Oh, man.
I guess you got to get ahead of it. But then if it goes into extra innings, you're not penalized, for not having enough dogs and beers? Because at that point, you're not allowed to buy dogs or beers.
You have to plan ahead. If you're going to do a 9-9-9, it's on you to make sure that you've bought 9 beers. You should just buy 9 beers in the first inning.
No, I'm saying if it goes 11 innings, do you need to predict that and buy extra hot dogs and beers?
I think I don't think it's specifically tied to the 9. Like, I don't think
you
it's
need
like.
You need to be done by the 9th inning. By the 9th, if it goes 11 innings.
You have 9 hot dogs, 9 beers by 9 innings. You can have 2 more hot dogs if you want.
But just take those innings as a time to sober up. Like, that's all those are for you. It's time to go throw up in the trough in Wrigley Field, and then you're on your way out in the 13th inning.
Okay, so if I have 8 beers and 8 dogs in my tummy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the top of the 10th.
You've already lost.
Okay, so I'm not allowed to play catch up.
You fucking failed. 9-9-9.
Say in Chicago, you're really not allowed to play catch up with your hot dogs, am I right?
Hey, put some green relish on that and some mustard, and that's it.
Put some celery salt on there for some reason.
Just a little
celery salt is a flavor that I thoroughly do not understand.
What if salt tasted more like celery?
What if salt like kind of sucked? I guess is the question.
Well, salt was worse. Yeah.
So everything past the 9th inning, regardless of the score, is irrelevant. Is what you're saying?
Uh huh. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a good, exciting baseball game because something is tied up and it's fun. But it's not for this challenge. I think it just ends at the end of the 9th inning. Yeah.
Sam, how far did we do? Because we added a shot in the mix because we were dumb as fuck.
Well,
how far did we get? 7?
So this was for episode, what was that, 300 or something?
I don't remember, certainly.
We did as many of the challenge in a row as we could do, which was a beer, a shot, and a hot dog. And we did
it. I remember like 5.
More than 9. But also... we started at like 10 in the morning or something. Like, it was not at a ballpark. Right. It was not under the proper constraints, but we were doing a bonus shot.
You have three hours though. Yeah. In real life, you have 3 hours, give or take, and you've got to be cranking a dog and a beer every 20 minutes or else you're fucked.
I don't think I couldn't do it.
I think you got to get a lead in. Because I think I could start and probably do like 4 or 5 in the first hour. And then I would have to really slow down. I have to really ramp down after that.
I feel like it's the beers that would get me more than the hot dogs. So I like a hot dog. And if it's not like a huge hot dog, like, sure, you could do that over time. But just like drinking all that beer and just like being so full of just beer, I'd be like, bleh. It would not feel good.
I think if I put down 4 beers in an hour, I would put down 4 hot dogs in the next hour by accident. Just like the drunk cheese would hit me so hard that they would just be near my mouth and then they would enter my tummy. So like, I think I would want to start beer heavy, then level out with hot dogs, and then get tactical. Maybe that's when I have a sober assistant kind of helping to guide me to the right decision.
That's when you punch a hole in your hot dog and you drink your beer through your hot dog just to get some extra hot dog in there while you're drinking your beer.
No, that's a choice.
You hollow out. You take a straw and you stick it through the hot dog, and then you like pull the hot dog cylinder out.
Is it weird that now my penis hurts? You have to eat that
out of the straw. Ooh.
Yeah, it's not weird. I actually completely understand. But yeah, 12 beers, 12-ounce beers is 108 ounces. Almost 3 40s, which is what I know of as 1 1/4 40s more than make me throw up.
That's like an Edward 40 hands, but you have like a third hand that's also got a 40. Yeah,
you gotta put one on your dick, like the ultimate Edward 40 hands.
Which definitely puts you in having to pee constantly situations.
Because you waste, that's the thing, you're going to miss the whole baseball game because you're either going to be waiting at the bar or you're going to be in the bathroom.
If you're doing this, you don't give a shit about the game.
But what, Babe Ruth would do this every week. Babe Ruth, no one cared more about
baseball. You just got to wear a pair of Depends and then you're set.
Cool Papa Bell used to be able to drink 7 beers and flick the light switch off and be in bed before the light went out. Or is that Josh Gibson? I forget.
There's really quick, I found a different
baseball players.
Sorry, trying to bring it back in. I found a blog that was talking about the 999 challenge that wasn't Wall Street Journal, and they pointed out that if we did the 999 challenge at a ballpark, it would cost like hundreds of dollars to get like 9 beers and 9 hot dogs.
Easy. Yeah. Easy. My wife would be mad at me, but
I mean, we should just do this at a sports game. Dude. Get in the duck line, you pay an upfront price.
Fuck, you get unlimited
hot dogs?
Because it's all included. Yeah, it's all included. It costs you $35.
I went to a Dodgers game once where I sat in like all you can eat seats. I don't think beer is included though. I don't remember. Dude. This is in college, it was a while ago.
Or we'll just all go to Mary's house. She'll buy us a bunch of beers and a bunch of hot dogs. She's got a wicked flat screen.
Help you boys like sours. Drinking 9 of them.
That is the thing that would stop me from succeeding.
No, I'll bring three steel reserves to Mary's house and just ride it out that way.
I'll be like, can I beer bong these? I know they're artisanal, but I don't want to taste them.
No, the thing is, I would definitely throw up at least once. I'd be able to rally, but I would definitely throw up. And I would definitely have to accept that my wife would be mad at me at the end of the day. If I'm going to drink 9 beers in a day, my wife's going to get mad at me. But that's how it's going to go.
She just has a trap card called, he drank 9 beers.
It's not. I'm walking right into that trap card. I'm just walking straight into it. Oh,
what?
How did she get me again?
Pro tip, don't lead with what?
Zach, what's going on with your life? What you got? Nothing. What's your content?
I curb stomped Holly at bowling this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
We do a 2-hour bowl at Schwegner's over by our place. And it's like a 90-second drive from our house. And
you can't keep talking about at your place and that drive. You've never had either of us to your home. We don't know where you live.
Reactive.
I know roughly where he lives. He lives like pretty close to where I live.
It's true.
I describe it as like there's like the mall, and then Zach and Top Gun are on one corner of the mall, and then like diagonally across the mall is where me and Tuxedo Mask are.
So clearly dribbling out the clock on how long can we live here until people stop being like, when are you guys going to have a housewarming?
I'm here for the dog to die, or we have to board the dog. Like, we legitimately are like, should we board the dog and just have a party? But then it's like, I think I want to pay $130 to have a party?
Emily and our dogs and our children should go to your house, and I'll stay home, and you'll send Roop, and I'll chill with him, and everyone has a good time.
I was like, oh, yeah. No, I was like, if your kids come over, you definitely need to board the dog.
Bring him over here.
Bigger than them.
He's bigger than them, and I don't think he doesn't get kids. He, like, doesn't know what they are. He's like, what's up with that person? And I'm like, I don't, look, you're going to have to stop staring and, like, lunging at that child. He did not like him. But yes.
So I mean, to be fair, I don't think Zach has ever been to my house either. Sam, you've been to my house once. Three stacks and Top Gun maybe two or three times. Maybe twice.
Yeah, I've never been to your place.
Yeah.
We ate delicious ragu, and also we played Exploding Kittens. Was that the same evening?
That might have been the same evening.
Okay, then I've been there once.
But I've had your wives over a couple times for craft night.
You're saying that in a way that makes me feel quite cucked, and I don't appreciate it.
I like your wives.
The thing is, if you keep saying, I've had your wives over, and I love your wives... And that's fine, but the way you keep rubbing yourself while you say it, I think is what makes it a little inappropriate.
Charm on Discord, you can only see me shoulders up. Don't know what's going on.
Why do you keep licking your lips? It's so weird.
I got like a runny nose, so I just have to wipe it off. I'm probably like sniffing myself. I just have to wipe my nose.
Oh gosh,
is it time for another article? Oh my god.
No, my content was nothing. You guys talked about my content. I said one sentence. I beat my wife's ass
at bowling. You said one thing, and then we made up jokes about it, and that was our content.
No, sorry. Tell me more about bowling. You whipped ass.
We did a two-hour bowl. We bowled five full games in 2 hours because we're fucking machines.
Pretty good.
I won four of them, which is never happens. Holly is a much better bowler than I am. Like, I would say she averages around like a 135, and I average like a 110. Like, I suck at bowling.
I am really bad. I don't even break 100 most games. Not to brag. I'm pretty sure.
That's not what bragging is.
Don't worry, you're not. but yeah, it's great because she's like, she's understanding my business pitch of bowling alley, but every lane has like a pit next to it that you can just jump into when you're so ashamed of yourself. Because there's something about bowling when you like fail, at least for me personally, where I'm like, I want to dive head first into a hole in the ground so that no one can see me and I'm garbage. After like two games, she was just like, I need the pit. I was like, dude, I know. Like, there's just days where you need to jump in a pit. So that's my business pitch. My actual business pitch for making a bunch of money, Sam, I need you on this one. We make new 3D animations for bowling alleys, and we let them subscribe. We do a subscription fee for bowling alleys to use our new animations, because they're the same ones as when we were kids. They're still the same ones, and which means somebody's getting royalties for those. And I feel like it would take you 3 hours, and we would make money for 40 years. So just think about it.
I think we need to make it more niche, like a way to take the market share. In the first place my mind goes is bachelorette party, and it's just like
the pins are dildos.
One is a dildo. If you got one pin left, then it like goes up a pin shaped guy's butthole or something.
You get an erection and just one stands up and then it goes meek.
And then there's two like sexy lady pins looking at it like, oh god.
Or a split is like two legs going blink and like splitting up.
This is gross.
And then a strike is just full on, she's finger banging herself, and it's like, well, she thinks it's hot that
we do a full PNV for a strike. So Sam, what I was actually thinking was maybe more fun for like bowling alleys with like where kids go. But yours, where there's full penetration.
I guess it might include Spider-Man instead.
This is the late night bowl.
No, cosmic bowling is definitely all full penetration. That's obvious. That's obvious. So think about it, Sam. Mary, if you just learned how to animate in Blender, you can do it.
All I can think of is a bowling alley animation based on 9/11, which I don't think anybody should do that.
Would that be a split?
Right.
Yes.
The planes go right in between. Everyone goes,
phew. Yes. Yes. It says let's see you feel good about the 7-10 split that you got because you didn't knock down the tower.
It's the 9-11 that never was. And also, to be fair, I don't think it was fair for everyone to tell us we should never forget something that happened when we were like 10. Because I'm like, I got a lot on my plate, okay? I can never forget that. I can't forget the Alamo. That's two things right there. And I'm forgetting stuff all the time. I'm like, I got to remember the Alamo, though. Got
Plus, it. That lacrosse kid was mean to me today.
Oh, man, that one time I really embarrassed myself freshman year of high school, and I think about that all the time in the shower when I have a moment by myself. The worst.
Save that cranking energy for our bowling enterprise.
If you want to do a bowling league with us, we would do it. We're just not good. So you can't be upset that we're going to lose a whole bunch of games, which I will be.
I was going to ask.
Can I bring all three of my kids?
I don't know, actually. I'll check.
They'll scream!
If you guys want to feel really good about yourselves, you just come bowling with me sometime, and you'll be like, wow, Mary sucks. And it'll be fine. I got to the point where like, I bowl with my family, they let me use the bumpers, and I still don't win.
I think I would leave. I think if someone was like, Sam's really struggling, maybe let's put up the bumpers, I'd be like, I'm going to bed.
I thought it was funny. I like went up to go bowl once, and then my sister pushed a button, and then the bumpers came out, and I was like, "You know what? Thank you."
It's a bummer, dog.
The bumpers are fun.
I thought it was great. Thinking of things that are fun. This is just my tactic for getting us into the articles. From what is this? MSP Mag from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Soft serve beer. The State Fair's new frozen treat.
Fuck yeah.
I don't really know anything about it other than that. I don't know, Sam, you read this article at all before you sent it to us.
Yeah, browsed it briefly. The idea is basically there's a type of person that's pretty horny for new fair foods. Like, the corn dog at one point was revolutionary. Even the ice cream cone at one point was revolutionary. And
yep.
This individual is looking for more revolutionary ideas. And it seems the soft serve beer may be one.
One of my coworkers actually told me last week that she was going to go to the Minnesota State Fair like this past weekend. So maybe someday I'll be able to tell you what that was like. I'm so glad
you gave the perfect intro. Get on here, Mary Beth. Sorry. We were having technical difficulties. She's not available.
She's gone. But she was telling me. I was going to say, she's telling me the hot new thing at the Minneapolis State Fair for the fair food is, I think it's like a burger that's on, instead of a bun, it has two deep fried Uncrustables.
Ew.
And that's like the hot new food.
Ew, I don't know, man.
There's a video of Governor Tim Walz trying it, and he's just like, you can tell, I don't think he likes it, but he's Tim Walz. He's really polite, and he's just like, you ever have peanut butter on a burger? And the person's like, yeah, I guess. And he's like, it's kind of like that. And then he like stops eating it. So I was like, I don't think he's on board.
Disgusting. That's fucking gross. We do two deep fried Pop-Tarts is the bun. It's two deep fried brown sugar Pop-Tarts. Get ready.
The problem with it is that I feel like if it was just the Uncrustables with like a beef patty in the middle, like maybe some kind of like savory sweet thing would be happening, but it had like other normal burger toppings on it. So it's got like, you know, lettuce, tomato, cheese, like pickle sauce. And I was like, that's disgusting. Now it's like too much.
That's gross. My great experience at the Minnesota State Fair. So one, they always have a butter sculpting contest, and they have like, so here's the thing. It's like a two-parter, which is incredible. There's a beauty contest going on for like Miss County Fair, whatever the fuck it's called. And each one of the contestants gets a butter sculpture done of her. And they are not flattering. Butter is not a flattering medium.
Oh, no.
There's nothing you can do. Or I will say, whoever does it is not good enough to make a beautiful woman out of a block of butter. But holy fuck is it Minnesota. It's incredible. I'm like, oh, my God, look at this fucking lady. Can you imagine walking by this and seeing your face carved out of butter and you look like an Easter Island head? With glasses on, like it's incredible. I would absolutely try this once. This is a good fair food because, Sam, like you were saying, at some point corn dogs were revolutionary, and I wish I could go back to that day and just watch everyone's minds get fucking blown by a corn dog because corn dogs are so good. They're incredible. Nine. They're trans, you know, national at this point. People love corn dogs. Koreans have their own version of them, which are still good as well. Like, I would go back, if I could go back in time to one moment and, like, not impact history at all, it'd be whatever the first fair was where corn dogs were invented. So I could watch everybody be like, God damn, this is good.
You would pick the corn dog fair over the ice cream cone fair?
100%. Or the funnel cake fair. I don't give a shit about ice cream cones. Yeah, I don't give a shit about
that. I love a funnel cake.
Funnel cake was at the first fair. It's the easiest thing to invent. It's just dumping batter and frying oil.
Well, I'm going to get a funnel cake at Taste of Madison on Saturday.
Sorry, that was rude.
I'm
that
going to love it.
I apologize.
I'm not going to share it with you.
I take it back. I'm sorry.
Get a bite.
So this concoction, which does not appear to be ice cream, but is still like creamy. Do we have any idea what the ABV on a cone is?
And kids buy it.
It's, they're using the beer that it's based on is the Prize Brewing Company's Royal Raspberry Sour. It says it retains the same alcohol content and flavor profile as that beer, although it's less tart.
Why would you use a sour for this?
I mean, it's probably just fruity.
That's insane!
Surprise, this is me. I'm investing in this company to make them do this.
They put a lot of money. I'm pretty tied up. I'm not very liquid anymore.
They said like a normal beer, and then I was like, what if it was a sour?
What if it was ice cream?
What if it was just better than this?
What if it tasted good? Oh, well, that's an interesting idea.
Oh, you made a corn dog. You know, it's fine. State fairs are crazy, you know?
I love a state fair.
Wisconsin State Fair got flooded out, so they had to stop.
The girl we were friends with in high school was like very, her family owned a farm, and we went to the county fair, and she was like, one of my pigs is competing. And I kind of expected to be like doing a dog show. Like I expected it to be like weaving in and out of things and fucking going in a tunnel.
Like an agility challenge.
At it, and I was like, oh, that's a pig, I guess. And it won. And I was like, congrats, your pig won. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to give it, like, a fucking cake? And they're like, no, we're going to sell it for a lot of money to a slaughterhouse. I was like, Jesus Christ. And I was like, I'm not farm built. Like, I am not built for a farm at all. I immediately personalized this, like, personified this pig. And it was like, maybe we could, like, grow up together and, like, I could teach it to play chess.
Nope.
Man, what if there were a segment on here that was about delicious food but didn't make anyone feel sad?
Are we going to do the food bracket, even though Dip's not here?
Yes. I haven't done a food bracket in so long.
I don't want him to email me a computer virus, which he would do.
That doesn't seem like something he would do at all.
This is the bank. Yeah. Your mortgage is bad. Click immediately or else you're in trouble.
Oh, shit. I don't want to be in trouble.
We got one of those letters the other day. I was like, this is fucking horseshit. Being an adult sucks ass.
Yeah.
So I kind of went for a compromise of the two of you. Because everyone knows Mary loves a food bracket, and everyone knows that Zach loves cannabis.
That's true.
So this is a bracket. The premise is this is 8 different strains of weed, but we're not rating them on how good they are at weed. These are just like just thinking about the foods they're based on, because you know so many weeds.
There's a lot of cookies,
right?
So it's like it's basically like the name of the weed strain. How good does that food sound?
How good is a grape ape to eat? Yeah, or a Girl Scout cookies to eat? Yeah.
Yes, more or less. So, shall we?
Yeah,
we shall.
We have 8 total varieties. Round 1. Gelato versus blueberry muffin.
Gelato.
I also would have said gelato.
I've never done a bracket. Do we have to explain why we picked, or do we just go with our heart?
I feel like it's clear enough since it was a 3-0 vote.
Maybe
there.
If we disagree, we state our case and Sam adjudicates. Yeah. Okay.
Well, sometimes what happens is there's two people immediately say different answers and then debate each other, and then the third person has to weigh in.
And then we kiss.
Hey, it sounds like you're inviting my wife over for craft nights, and I don't know what it means anymore. Maybe we can.
Anyway.
Maybe.
This one is, and I'm sorry, these were generated by ChatGPT. Cookies, a.k.a. Girl Scout cookies, which I feel like that kind of means two different things. But that's, this one entry is cookies, a.k.a. Girl Scout cookies, and they are against pineapple upside down cake.
I would go Girl Scout cookies.
Pineapple upside down cake.
I'm also going to go cookies.
Fuck!
I just opted into pineapple upside down cake.
It's not that good.
But your girl loves a tagalong, I'll tell you what.
Tagalongs are great. Peanut butter. All the peanut butter ones are good. I like I like a shortbread cookie that says thank you on the front. And that's it. And it got chocolate on the back. I like the boring old
thanks
people
a lot.
Ones.
Thanks I also just like the plain shortbread. I like to do a shortbread and dunk it in milk. Delish.
Hell yeah. Dude, hell yeah. Only one of the bakeries for Girl Scouts makes the thank you cookies. The other one doesn't. And so I have to wait every 2 years before I get my favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, man.
Next up is strawberry shortcake versus cherry pie.
Ooh. Strawberry shortcake.
I'm also going to say strawberry shortcake.
That was tough.
I was busy indicating in my notes that strawberry shortcake had already won because I was also voting.
Yeah.
Lemon meringue versus apple fritter.
Ooh.
Fritter. Apple fritter, 100%. Easy.
Lemon meringue, 1,000,000%.
Oh, no. I have to pick.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Apple fritter.
Lemon sucks. Lemon is okay. I came out strong. They came out way too strong.
Yeah, a little. Brandon and Zach, come on.
Lemon's fine, but apple, so much better. So much better.
Zach, I feel like we align in a lot of places, but with dessert, we're not on the same page because
you and my wife would vibe on this.
I'm huge into lemon, mm-hmm. and you're not. And I know that you hate mint as an idea in a dessert. And I love like a mint chocolate chip or. Okay, you two both fuck off and do your own podcast.
I think that Mary actually, I worry that we have the same dad. Like, I actually worry that Mary and I are related in some way because we're on the same wavelength on a lot of stuff like this.
Yeah. Very similar birthdays.
Hey,
plus, you guys keep making out all the time and making everyone else uncomfortable.
Well, Zach's wife.
She's pretty chill.
Look, you know, my wife's kissed most of the wives on this call.
Should we do another round? Marigold, you're in charge here.
Let's knock it out. You did a mini bracket for us. Let's finish it. We don't have a ton of time left.
Gelato versus cookies, aka Girl Scout cookies.
Ooh, gelato. This is tricky because I feel like gelato is like so many flavors of gelato. I'm also going to say gelato because I feel like there's so many good gelatos. I had a Cap'n Crunch gelato at work and it was incredible.
Yeah, that sounds like it would rule.
It was amazing. I don't usually get the gelato, but then I saw that on the menu. I was like, I'm getting that. And it was really good.
Leads us to strawberry shortcake versus apple fritter.
Ooh, I think I'd go apple fritter.
It has to be strawberry shortcake.
Oh, sorry, Zach. I broke with you on this one.
That's okay.
They're both good. I just feel like a really good strawberry shortcake is so good.
I love like an apple pie. So any apple like baked sweet, I'm like big into.
And then the finals, gelato versus strawberry shortcake.
Gelato. It could be anything. It could be any flavor of gelato that you want. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah, I can say it's not fair, but I'm also going to pick gelato. Yes.
I think gelato.
That's all you need.
Won all of its rounds 3-0. I don't know that we addressed it every time, but
yeah,
The thing is it's that good. Ice cream rules and gelato is part of ice cream.
You know what you need is like a strawberry shortcake, like a warm shortcake with like the strawberry on top and then a little swirl of vanilla gelato on top. That's what you need.
Gelato. My and you combine them. Advice is like an affogato. Like if there's a restaurant, maybe you have an affogato, 100% of the time I get it, even if it means I'm going to be up till 1 a.m. I do not care. I do not care.
Yes. I also love an affogato.
I have thought a lot of times, should I just buy like a pint of vanilla ice cream?
Yes.
And then also
an espresso machine.
You could probably get some canned espresso or something.
I got an espresso machine.
Dude, I went to a
house. You don't have any kids. I don't want
to. I'll say, I got that Dink Life. I got an espresso machine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know you got that Dink Life. Some of us have put ourselves in a situation where that is not attainable.
Listen up. Last New Year's, I went to a house party, and the house had a built-into-the-wall espresso machine.
Oh, my God. It
was fucking so sick. And I saw it. I was like, are you fucking kidding? You have a fucking espresso machine in here? And they're like, do you want some? And I was like, no, I just can't believe what I'm seeing. I'm just fucking hyping you up. Built-in stuff right now.
Is crazy when it's like I committed to this. Part of my wall is espresso machine.
It was fucking built in, and it looked like 60s cabinets. I was like, this espresso machine is like 30 years old.
That's crazy.
It was awesome.
Oh, what's happening next?
That sounds like a question for you, Marigold.
Am I supposed to do content? It's like I do content or I do an article.
Just make sure you're clicking as loudly as you can.
Sorry, I have a gamer mouse because I'm a real gamer and it's loud. Sorry. Eat it, Craig. Eat it. Okay, we're going to talk about this article that I guess Sam picked. From allaboutbeer.com, why craft beer needs a new generation of beer bars. Tap rooms won the battle, but are they killing the culture? Can someone tell me what a beer bar is?
Woof. I don't know. This article is so fucking long. I really wish Tyler were on this episode because he would read it like an idiot. It's mostly
papers. He would do great.
Like, I think of a beer bar as a place that doesn't have a dog in the race for any particular brewery. And it's just like, these are six local breweries that I think are good. And here are some of their beers. And I'll sell you each of those. As opposed to like a brew pub, which is a lot more common around here. Where like, you know, I love Hop House. And Hop House just has Hop House beers.
Right.
Like a beer bar would be... have no particular allegiance and just have some good beers from each of these places.
So it's like a lot of restaurants, at least around town, that have that. But I guess they're not truly beer bars because they're mostly restaurants. They just have like some local beers on tap.
Mason Lounge. Mason Lounge is a beer bar.
There was a place back where I went to college called Roth School Tavern, which like they didn't make their own beer, but there were, you know, 12 taps and 100 bottles at any given time. So you could try a bunch of shit, and a lot of it was local, and that was really cool. And that's like what this article is saying. We should do that. But the thing is that economically, it doesn't always make sense, which is why they're going away.
Oh, yeah. Because I remember now when I was in grad school at Ann Arbor, they had a place called Ashley's that did kind of the same thing. They had probably like 100 or so taps of just like different beers, but they didn't make their own beer. But their whole deal was like they had this like pass, like a beer passport where it was like, oh, come try out all of our different beers. And as you tried more, you got like swag or whatever. And that was fun. I went there a lot.
College bar had a thing called getting knighted, and it was where you had each beer that was on tap, and there were like 60 beers on tap, so you had to go between your junior year, like you had to have all the beers on tap, and it was very expensive. I couldn't get knighted because I was too poor.
Right.
I do kind of get it. Like, it is fun going to a bar where the goal is to try a beer you've never had before. But I think we might be self-selecting because that's kind of what this is as well. With this whole experience is just that, but at our houses. But I love a beer bar. I've said it 8 or 9 times on this podcast, and I'll never stop saying it. Mason Lounge is one of the best bars in Madison, and it's a great neighborhood bar. It's not a bar I would drive to go to, but when I could walk to it,
been there.
Every Tuesday, we'd walk every Tuesday, and they had live bluegrass music, which was almost always horrible. almost always a miserable experience, but I'd have a couple beers, I'd listen to bluegrass, and if it was nice out, I could go out on the patio and not listen to the bluegrass. But in the winter, you had no choice. Yeah, it was nice. It's just fun. I kind of agree that it's just like younger generations aren't drinking as much. So this is never going to happen. But like, this is not the third space for the next generation where they just sit down and have like a beer or two with like a group of people and move on. The bowling probably is.
Bowling is the third space of the future.
Yeah, people complain that third space is one way, but they absolutely didn't. It's just that nobody wants to go to an Elks Lodge. They're all still there.
I'm not allowed to go to the Elks Lodge. I'm a woman.
Yeah, get out. I was thinking
Breadlines. Breadlines might make a good third space with the economic. Yeah.
When we're in a POW camp for being liberal. That's a third space.
When I'm in the Handmaid's Tale breeding camp. That'll be my third space. Me and your wives will be having
a great time. You guys are all in the cuckold.
Craft night.
Craft night in the third space.
That's code. You don't want the craft night's bad in the Handmaid's Tale.
But yeah, so we'll be going to the shooting range next weekend. So if you want to come, let us know.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I would like to not get arrested. Should we?
I have some personal beer news that I learned about today. So you guys know I'm a big fan of Epic Brewing's Brainless line. I think I've famously on this podcast got a little Brainless on Peaches when I drank their Brainless on Peaches beer, and it was like one of my top beers of all time.
I think raspberries also? Is that
correct? I also had Brainless on raspberries. Correct. And when I was trying to figure out what beer I wanted to get for the show this week before I was gifted a beer that is lovely that I'm drinking now, I was like, you know what I haven't had in a while? It's something from Epic Brewing, maybe from their Brainless line. I Googled it, and they recently came out with Brainless on, I think it was Passion Fruit. And I was like, that'd be really fun to try. But then I learned they stopped distributing like broader than like the Utah area. So they're no longer like in Wisconsin or anywhere close to us. And it's probably been happening for years. Maybe it was a COVID thing. I don't know. But it made me get really sad. So that's my personal beer news, is I can no longer get Epic Brewing anywhere in this state or any of our surrounding states. And I'm like, what about, okay, I'm going to hook your girl up with a little Brainless on Passion Fruit. But don't have it.
It's really just sad. That a lot of breweries overextended.
Yeah.
And the dumber ones are folding and the smarter ones are contracting. And it sounds like they're one of the smarter ones.
Yeah, it's just like a bummer because I feel like you can always distribute beer to Wisconsin and people will like it. We're a very drunk state. We'll bring it here. Yeah, we're a good market. We have a lot of problems and we like to drink about them.
They're playing it safe and I can't blame them for it.
Beer? Utah. If I was a brewery in Utah, I would exclusively ship to Wisconsin. I wouldn't even sell in Utah.
Well, I was on their website earlier, actually. They talk about that. They're like, it probably seemed crazy that we started, like, a brewery in Utah, of all places. Like, they admit that. And I guess, like, in Utah, there's, I think anything above a 4% ABV is considered, like, a high alcohol beer. So even, like, their normal beers that are, like, 4.5 or 5 were considered, like, high alcohol content beers. Yeah, but they are successful, I guess, in the local market. So people seem to like them. But now I don't get them anymore. Oh, well. This is just a shot into the void. Epic Brewing, come back. Come back to me.
Come back.
I want to get Brainless. That's all I got.
You should probably start your own brewery. And call your series Brainless, I Dare You to Sue Me. And it's like, Brainless, I Dare You to Sue Me on Apples. Brainless, I Dare You to Sue Me on Pomegranates.
Ooh, pomegranate would be nice.
Oh.
Any kind of berry, like all the summer, you can do a little blackberry. Oh, that'd be delish. If we're going to on blackberries, like, come on. Yeah. So that's all I got. Do we have any more? I guess we talked about this article a lot. It feels early to wrap up. Good, though. I don't have any other content. I'm like brain dead after like, you know, our work conference week. So
and peaches, yeah. I get it.
And peaches. Do you guys go to the petting zoo at work?
Oh, what? We have a petting zoo? Are you kidding me?
They do a petting zoo.
What?
You can just go.
Same answer as Zach.
What?
No, during UGM, they have a petting zoo. It's by like the lunch tent.
Guys, and you can just We can't get into this.
I'm getting into it. I went. Sam was jealous.
To that. I'm jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
They had three ponies you could pet, and they had very strong like warrior names. Like I heard they all one of them was like Commander and one of them was Soldier, and I forgot what the third one was, but they were little and they were so cute. I loved them. And there's a zebra, but apparently the zebra got stressed and so they couldn't bring the zebra back.
Dude, I petted a zebra once. I paid $5 extra at the Bristol Renaissance Fair to pet the zebra in the petting zoo. It was like in the deluxe petting zoo.
Oof.
So I walked past the fucking garbage animals.
Goats, get out of here.
And then I walked into the VIP like bottle service section of the petting zoo. And then there was a fucking zebra in there. And crazy. I petted it a little extra hard to make sure like paint didn't come off. I was like, I want to make sure that this is a real zebra. And it was. And I was like, I heard these things were mean as shit. That's like the only thing I've ever heard about zebras is like you can't domesticate them because they're just too fucking mean. And I was like, this zebra was pretty chill, but I didn't need to do anything with it other than like feed it in exchange for pets.
No, the zebra they have at the petting zoo, they've had it before. I think you're right, because they don't actually let you pet it. You get to pet it with your eyes only, because they have it in its own pen, and you can't reach in to pet it. And I guess this year it was close to where there were like horses, and it was like getting too anxious about the horses and did not like it. And so they let the zebra not come back.
Yeah, zebras are the labradoodles of horses, for sure. They've got a lot of anxiety for some reason.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Speaking of strong opinions, we've been going long enough, we really should rate and wrap up.
Don't rate and wrap up?
Me? All right. Okay.
I'm just trying to help Mary out here. She doesn't know what the fuck she's doing.
I do. I just thought we had to go till, like, 8, so I was just waiting.
You gotta like Mary to be wrapped to by the email 8. Address.
Okay, let's wrap it up. Yeah, I'm not gonna know the email address, so that's gonna be fun. Zach, what you got? How did you like it?
From Odell Brewing Company. It's just called the Oktoberfest. It's a Marzen Lager, or maybe a Märzen Lager. If those two dots are doing anything.
Martzen is the pronunciation. I'm led to believe.
It's a 6.0 ABV. It's fine. Oktoberfest means that you need a beer that you could drink 12 giant mugs of, handed to you by a blonde in a push-up bra. It was okay. It was a little malty. It was a little fruity. I would recommend this to you if... I don't know, dude. If you're just ready to embrace fall, I think this was a fine fall beer, but it's not like pumpkin or something. I would give this a 5.8. This was not a negative experience. It just wasn't particularly exciting.
Sam?
Yes, ma'am. I had Major Tom by Eagle Park Brewing Company, and this beer is not appropriate for the time. It is not appropriate for my specific palate, but... it does a good job at doing what it's trying to do, which is taste like some fruity nonsense. So I'm going to give it a 5.5 and recommend it to everyone. Everyone should drink it. And if you don't like it, I don't know, man. Do your own thing. I don't know. I'm not your fucking boss.
Sam rejecting the concept of a recommendation here. Just really looking in the mirror.
I just, at some point, you do 500 of these and you're like, I don't know. Fuck you, I guess.
I stopped recommending a long time ago. I just don't do it. I'm like, if you would like this beer, you would like it. And that's kind of where I get. Speaking of beers that I liked, so I had from Off Color Brewing their Apex Predator Farmhouse Ale / Saison situation. 6.5% ABV. Absolutely delicious and charming. Very much like, I think, appropriate for the season and for my individual palate, which I think was what Sam said about his beer, but in the opposite.
Strong wreck it must have been for you.
It's just, yeah, delish. So I think it's a very, like, I don't want to, this isn't bad. Like, it's a very, like, standard, like, right down the middle Saison. Like, if you just looked up Saison in the dictionary, if you could, this beer could be there and be like, this is a very good example of what a Saison is. I think it's delicious. I'm going to give it an 8.0 because it's just, like, very delicious and I'm enjoying it. And I got three more in my fridge and I'm really excited about it.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, Sam and Three Stacks, for the gift.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for watching our cat while we were out of town.
She's an absolute delight. She's the softest thing I've ever touched, and I love her to death. The end. Okay, is that everything? Do you wrap it up now?
Yeah, so all we need from you is tell us the website, the email, and the blue sky.
Yeah, so you can find us at our website at, I think it's at brewschews.com. I'm saying that as if I didn't pull it up on my other monitor to look it up. You can find us on Blue Sky at, what is it, brewsdaytuesday.blue sky, whatever the fuck. Those addresses are weird. And then the email is something, brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. Oh, I'm getting a thumbs up. Awesome. Yay. Don't let those bastards keep you down, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
Crushed it.
I feel like the takeaway here is Tyler should flush himself down the toilet.
Yeah, because like, I'm so good at this.
He was bringing almost nothing to the show, and that almost nothing has been downgraded to a nothing.
Literally nothing right now. I heard Mary was going to be on, so I came running. I was asked to be on. I fucking pushed a little kid down so I could run over here and be on the podcast. So
yeah, I was going to have that little kid be on the podcast, and then it was like, oh, now it's going to be Zach instead.
I watched Lars Gern start to log on, and then you threw her out a window.
Okay. Yeah.
So get you could here. Be on the show.
I'm strong. Yeah, I've been bowling. I've been practicing.